Physical activity is good for the body and mind, though finding time to exercise can be a challenge. But for some people, time is not the only issue. Many Muslim women find that cultural constraints limit their options. A group of immigrant women in Seattle found a way to overcome that challenge, as KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports.
On a Saturday afternoon at Southwest Pool in West Seattle, swimmers practice their strokes or relax in the whirlpool. It looks like a typical day at a public pool, but then you notice a few things seem different. There's paper covering the windows, and the lifeguard and instructors are all female. So are the swimmers.
We have a hard time. We're still working on crawl strokes.
Seema Junajil and Zara Ahmed have just finished their swim lessons. They've been coming here since last September.
To swim with single gender and where you feel comfortable, and it's a great opportunity, and I'm enjoying it, and yeah.
I don't like to miss it. I don't like to do nothing else.
Seema is from Pakistan. Zara is from Somalia. Both are Muslim. They say having a women-only swim program allows them to get some exercise while observing their religious customs.
As a Muslim woman, we're required to cover front of men, you know, like we don't have to cover our head or anything, you know, front of our husband or dads or brothers or anything like this. But when we go outside, we're supposed to cover, like it's for a woman's own modesty.
At Southwest Pool, there are women wearing swimsuits, but most prefer to cover up. Zara has shed layers of clothes from what she usually wears during the day. In the pool, she's wearing two shirts and pants. She knows she can wear less, but she's more comfortable this way.
It's already I'm halfway, so I cannot go lower than that.
Zara says it's nice that she can wear layers of clothes to the pool and nobody cares. When she's not swimming, she wears traditional attire that covers her from head to toe. She's tried to go for walks with her friends, but sometimes her clothes draw unwanted attention and comments.
Maybe he don't know why I'm wearing it. Sometimes you cannot answer that, sometimes you ignore them. So.
The idea for a women-only swim program started at High Point Neighborhood, a mixed-income community. Many of the residents here are immigrants, mainly Somali. Jen Kajeha is with Neighborhood House, a nonprofit organization that provides social services to the community. About 4 years ago, Neighborhood House got a grant from the National Institutes of Health to promote physical activity among low-income residents at High Point. To do that, Kajeha first did a survey of what kind of activities they wanted to do.
Other groups said exercise class, tai chi, walking groups, field trips, things that are already existing. The barriers for most people were cost, distance, things that could be addressed if we worked it out.
But what Kajeha also found was that Somali women were the most underserved group in the community. There were cultural constraints that made it hard for them to get exercise.
They needed a private space that needed to be for women only.
The women requested swimming many times. So when the community clinic in the neighborhood sponsored one for a brief time, the program was well attended. It also attracted non-immigrant women. When that program ended, the Somali women asked Neighborhood House if there was a way to make it permanent. Immigrants are the fastest growing group in the U.S., yet their health in general worsens after they come here, says Kajeha. Their diet changes, often to more processed foods. Physical activity happened more naturally back home, but here they become more isolated.
After 9/11, there's a lot of perceptions of Muslim people, and it takes a while for them to feel comfortable. So we hear from them that a lot of them stay home. They stay home with all their kids. So being indoors causes a lot of health problems.
Health problems like high blood pressure, diabetes, depression. With help from Neighborhood House, the women approached Seattle Parks about starting a women-only program in West Seattle. The department has rented out pools for single-gender swims before and agreed. The women would pay to swim, and they would need at least 32 people to get started. The women's response was enthusiastic. Those who couldn't get in were put on a wait list. Earlier this year, the department decided to make it a permanent part of its program. Ayan Aden was among the women who took the request to the city. She says she's grateful that the city listened. She's thrilled that her community will always have an opportunity to swim and be true to their culture.
In order to do that, you have to leave your cultural religion or you don't do it. But now you have an opportunity to practice whatever you practice, wear whatever you want to wear. Don't feel excluded, but feel included.
This month, the city expanded the women-only swim program to two other pools, at North Seattle's Meadowbrook Pool and at Medgar Evers Pool in Central Seattle. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.